Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry. I'm honored to be not only the host of this podcast, but a member of the Speaking Consulting Network, along with my dear friend who's joining us today, and that is Alan Schiff, CPA, CFE. Alan, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Kevin. I'm doing great. It's great to see you. Great to be with you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You know, it wouldn't be football season unless you and I caught up a little bit. So I'm glad that the timing of this is going to be a great topic, very timely topic. We're going to kind of do a financial potpourri today, and I'm excited about that. Before we dive in, Alan, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate that. You know, I feel like I live and breathe dentistry. Sometimes, you know, being involved with dentistry as much as I am, you know, I don't have DDS after my name or DMD after my name, but potentially I do have a CPA, which stands for Certified Public Accountant. I also have another degree, which is called a Certified Fraud Examiner, which deals with, unfortunately, embezzlement in dentistry. But I love dentistry. I love sharing. Currently teaching at 3 dental schools. I've taught as many as 8 dental schools. I certainly write for all the major publications and love sharing my knowledge. And I try to take really complex subject matter, Kevin, and bring it down to a level that dentists can understand and comprehend. So thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for allowing me to share my knowledge for those that may be listening today.
Absolutely. And I know not only are you great on your own, but you're also part of a great network that is ADCPA that I know is very near and dear to you. And I want to make sure dentists and our dental listeners know what that is and that that's out there as well.
Well, Kevin, thank you. Yes. You know, besides my family, my employees and my clients, you know, the ADCPA is way up there. And like you said, very near and dear to me. ADCPA is the acronym for the Academy of Dental CPAs. And years and years ago, I had a dear client, Dr. Al Osborne, who was very involved with the Academy Dental Practice Management, APA, the American Academy of Dental Practice Management. And he would always tell me, he says, I'm going to my academy meeting. So when we finally formed the ADCPA, I was around the table with about 6 or 7 other dental CPAs. And we said, what are we going to call ourselves? And I said, why don't we call ourselves the Academy? And then we brainstormed and we became the Academy of Dental CPAs. So I'm really proud to tell you we have 26 member firms that represent in excess of 11,000 dental practices. So we certainly have a lot of statistics, benchmarks, key performance indicators, metrics that we share with our clients. I'm honored to tell you that I'm the president of the Academy, and I will tell you we have a great bunch of minds that take very complex subjects, put them together so that we can better consult with our clients, both as collectively as a group and then obviously individually in our individual market. So thank you for sharing that.
Appreciate it. And I'm going to start with a question for you that reaches into that, because it's one I've heard and I know you've heard as well. Why is a dental CPA important for a dental practice? Can't any CPA work with a dental practice? How do you kind of work with practices that maybe makes it a little bit different?
You know, it's funny because a lot of times we'll talk at the academy, can a CPA point to tooth number 8 or tooth number 7, you know, that type of thing. You know, as a dental CPA, we have taken the time to get educated. We know what a CRAC is. We know what CAD-CAM dentistry is. We know what an iTero is. We know what a TRIOS is, you know, those types of things. And so the educational component that a dentist would have to invest with a CPA that maybe doesn't concentrate in dentistry, but we don't have to waste a lot of time doing that because we certainly understand the jargon, we understand the language, we understand the meaning of that. All the members in my academy are, we call ourselves the Academy of Dental CPAs because our practices are limited to dentistry. So each of us have anywhere between 200 to 300 dental clients, if not more, that we consult with on a daily, monthly, annual basis. And like I mentioned to you when I first opened up, I feel like I live and breathe dentistry because I'm so ingrained inside of dentistry. And I'm proud to tell you that the Academy has given me the confidence to be able to share my knowledge with my clients. My clients benefit from that. And I'm sure all of our members' confidence has improved so that their consulting with their clients has improved their clients' practices, performances as well.
So obviously, like you said, live and breathe dentistry, you're really ingrained in there. So I'm going to kind of rapid fire some questions at you here. They're kind of hot topics with finances at the moment. And we'll dive in. Let's start with one that I feel like is on everybody's mind, and that is the hiring crisis. And what you are hearing and how you're working with your clients about making sure that they can offer a competitive wage, shall we say, to their, right, their team members.
Right. Great topic. Good question. You know, the biggest challenge that I'm seeing in dentistry right now is hiring, recruiting, and retention of employees. Ultimately, our employees are our most valuable asset. Certainly, operatories 1, 2, 3, and 4 are important. The autoclave is important, digital radiography, our practice management software, but our employees are number one. And we, as dentists, need to, you know, constantly remind ourselves that Becky, Sally, and Joan are so instrumental to the practice's success and our own financial success. I will tell you, when I consult with my clients, particularly right now, because we're going through the mid-year process, and like, let's say May, June, July, August, we're taking a look at each of our clients. What are they paying their employees? What are their employee benefit packages? And are they competitive in the market? Just to give you, for example, in the Maryland or the Mid-Atlantic market prior to the pandemic, hygienists were getting paid $42 to $45 an hour. And now the market has shifted to $50 to $55, if not higher, per hour. And each of the markets are different. So just 40 miles away in Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C., the hygienists are getting paid $55 to $60 an hour. North of us in from Baltimore, which would be 40 miles north to York, Pennsylvania, it could be in the low $40 an hour range. So each markets are different. So for those that are listening to the podcast, I would suggest that you reach out to your dental CPA in your market area because each of the markets are different, but they're changing very rapidly. And my point of sharing all those statistics with the listeners is that we as a dental practice must remain competitive, assuming that we have really good people working for us, people that really truly believe in our philosophies and values of practicing and maintain them. The number one job satisfaction survey in dentistry is the doctor failed to show any gratitude. So I think we have to look in the mirror and say to ourselves, when's the last time we thanked Becky? When's the last time we thanked Joan or Sally for doing a really good job? Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, when you have an opportunity and you can be sincere about it, you should thank your team for their contribution to your practice.
Amen to that. Great advice there, my friend. And I love that you're talking about salary ranges in different parts of the country, particularly the Mid-Atlantic there, because so often I think dentists get in their bubble and they don't realize what's going on around them. And if they're staying truly competitive with the other practices, that might be looking to poach one of their employees.
Right. Right. And we have that, you know, and it'd be a shame to lose an employee for a dollar or two an hour. And to go one step further, Kevin, even if we lost an employee, it is so hard to hire another employee. There just isn't any supply of chairside or front desk or hygienist out there. So if we lose an employee for a dollar or two an hour, the cost to rehire an employee to replace them, plus the time, plus the stress, plus the anxiety, it just isn't worth it. So that's why it's really important for the dentist to remain competitive in their marketplace and pay attention for what the current hourly rates are. And it's changed. It's changed very, very drastically. It's changed very rapidly, particularly since the pandemic. And if any of the listeners are like maybe having trouble with a front desk, you may want to think about going outside of dentistry and not thinking about staying in dentistry, particularly those folks that are working in customer service industries, particularly hospitality. You know, when's the last time you went to a restaurant with your spouse, you had an amazing server, and you said to yourself, wow, she would be great as a front desk employee. So I think we have to think out of the box sometimes and think about other industries where folks are working, maybe not necessarily having a career, maybe even not knowing that they could have a career in dentistry, and given the opportunity, they would flourish. And quite frankly, Kevin, what we need to do in dentistry is just teach these employees how to run the practice management software, how to answer the phones, how to use the scripts that we have in the office to everyone's benefit to train them so they can communicate in a positive way to those that they're meeting, whether they're patients, whether they're team members, or the dentist of the practice.
Great points. And I'm going to pivot from that to another hot topic right now, and that is the DSO. I know a lot of your clients, a lot of people out there may be thinking about, is a DSO right for me? Should I sell to a DSO? And I'm curious, from a CPA standpoint, some of the things that maybe dentists need to know or need to be talking to CPAs about when making that decision.
Yeah, that's certainly a hot topic. You know, it's slowed down a little bit recently because the prime rate now is 8.5%. And certainly in the last couple of years, when the prime rate was in the twos and threes and fours, it was easier for the DSOs to capitalize to ultimately acquire practices. So it slowed down a little bit. In fact, I heard recently a DSO in Minnesota went to the bank and it said to the bank, here's the keys, we're done. And so they actually turned the keys back to the bank. I will tell you to be careful if you're thinking of a DSO acquisition, only in the sense that you may talk to references, and those references may need you to join the DSO with hopes that the DSO can recapitalize in the future and everybody wins. And selfishly, I win, even though I may not be happy in a DSO setting. So I would say be very, very careful. I would say the opportunity for you is when you're nearing retirement, I would say in your 50s or 60s versus your highest earning years of 30s, 40s, maybe early 50s. You have to run the numbers to see whether or not your current compensation makes sense versus if you join the DSO, you're going to have a reduction of compensation. So they would have the profit, obviously, but to pay you what they're going to offer you on the 7 times, 6 times, 5 times EBITDA, whatever the formula is, but you're going to take a cut in compensation to join the DSO. I would tell you the DSOs aren't for everybody. But you should, if you have an opportunity, you should look at them. You certainly should talk to your dental CPA about the opportunity. But sometimes all that glitters is not gold.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where having this support system around you, if you're making that decision, including your CPA, is so vital, because then you're not going in, again, not knowing the environment and not knowing some of the critical questions to ask.
Right. Good question. I like that one.
Well, and let's finish up our potpourri here. And obviously there's a lot that we could dive into, but we don't have a lot of time, unfortunately. And that is kind of the fourth quarter and some things that you're telling your clients to kind of be prepared for as fourth quarter comes and we start looking ahead to 2024.
Yeah. Well, that's a great topic too. And, Kevin, that could be a topic all within itself. But year-end tax planning is really important. You don't want to get a call from your CPA on April 10th and say, hey, Dr. Smith, I need $10,000. You're a little short on taxes. You should know that, quite frankly, in May, June, or July, or maybe October, November, December, certainly not April of 2024. So certainly meet with your dental CPA, plan accordingly so that there's no surprises within taxes. Right now, we have two major due dates coming up. September 15th is the due date for corporations. Most of you are S corporations. If you're a partnership, you may be operating as a partnership, quite frankly, being taxed as an LLC, a limited liability company. Those returns are due September 15th, along with your retirement plan contribution from 2022. You say, Alan, what are you talking about? A retirement plan contribution for 2022? Yeah, there's an exception in the law that allows you to make a contribution to your retirement plan in September of 2023, but you get a deduction in 2022. So certainly meet with your Dallas CPA to make sure that you've explored that opportunity and certainly taken advantage of that deduction. And then that leads me on to October 15th, which is the final due date for the 2022 individual returns. If you're operating as a sole member LLC, you can still take advantage of the retirement plan deduction up until October 15th, 2023 for 2022. Hey, Kevin, one last thing on this. I know we don't have a lot of time, but be careful with equipment specialists selling you equipment on this last quarter, telling you you can expense all the equipment and get a tax deduction for that. Certainly, you will get a tax deduction, but sometimes you have to look at the entire financial picture to include the financing. So if you're financing a iTero or Trios, and let's say it's $40,000, and you're thinking about expensing it this year, if you paid cash for it, I'm certainly okay with you expensing it this year because you paid cash for it. But if you have a loan over 5 years, you have to weigh the depreciation that you're entitled to versus retiring the debt over years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So certainly meet with your CPA and run the numbers.
So, Alan, hey, great points. And again, you telling different dates and what's due and questions to know, that's whenever I'm so thankful that somebody like you is focused on the dental practice and really has your client's needs in mind. So please tell people how they get a hold of you, how they learn more about ADCPA. Let's make sure that our listeners can follow up.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate that. The ADCPA website is ADCPA.org. A for Academy of Dental CPAs.org. If you're looking for a member in your market area or your particular state, just go to find a member. I can be reached at ashiff@shiffcpa.com. Shiff is just like the vitamin, S-C-H-I-F-F, ashiff@shiffcpa.com. My website is shiffcpa.com. So certainly appreciate that, Kev. I'm sharing my knowledge. Not necessarily to get a million phone calls, but quite frankly, to share my knowledge to help those that like this type of information, that feel that it can help them with their practice, ultimately help them overall in terms of accumulating wealth. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I love to share.
Well, we've worked together for a long time in many different facets, and I know that you've always been more than willing to share your advice and knowledge. So thank you so much for that, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for reaching out to me as well.
Absolutely. And thanks to all of you who've listened to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast. Hey, everything that Alan said as far as websites, emails, everything else, we'll have that in the show notes. Easy access for you. So make sure you take advantage of the ADCPA, people like Alan, people who are very knowledgeable in this field. And until next time, here on the Dentistry Speaks podcast, Kevin Henry signing off. Wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.